Welcome to The Stud Line with Tim Conway Jr. and Adam Carolla Sr.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. It is Friday. Weekend's already here. A lot of you guys are buzzed already. I understand that. Long week. And Adam Carolla will be calling us up shortly. But before Adam calls up, don't forget to sign up for that poker tournament. It is next Thursday already. Can you believe that? Next Thursday at the Commerce Casino. And it's free to sign up, free to play if you get selected, free food, and they're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes. So go to our website. A lot of people go there for information, lots of information there. 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. And then the tournament starts next Thursday, the 28th of August, at 8 p.m. at that Commerce Casino. Look at that, on the 5 Freeway, just south of the 710, north of the 605. And it should be a great, great night. So try to pop in there. Even if you don't have a ticket, if you've not been selected, stop by anyway. You know, it's the end of the summer. It's the last remote we're doing, I think, for the next couple of months. I don't think we have anything scheduled, do we? No?
No, just it's not Scary Farm in October.
Oh, in October, yeah. Well, that'll be fun, too. All right, well, so if you can't make the Commerce, come to a Not Scary Farm and enjoy yourself. All right, while waiting for Carolla, might as well burn a live spot, huh? Then save more time for Carolla. Here we go. All right, folks, I got a warning for you. If you owe money to the IRS and you've been avoiding filing back taxes, you got to do something now because the government might come after you. They can take your property, your wages, and then even put your ass in jail. How about that for good morning, good afternoon, and good night? All right, anyway, Michael Rosbrook, he is the CEO of Tax Resolution Services. Call him now. If you owe $10,000 or more, call the guy and see if he can give you a break, man. You know? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the IRS's settlement program. So, it's like a fraction of what you owe. Anyway, call Michael Rosbrook, 1-866-IRS-PROBLEMS, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS, and he'll help you out there. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Michael Rosbrook, man, that guy is the best. If you owe taxes, you think about it morning, noon, and night, and this guy will help you out. Michael Rosbrook, Tax Resolution Services, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Be a man!
Yeah, excellent. All right, I saw something today driving on to work that I hope I could probably kill for a lot of people, and maybe you guys agree or disagree. But I was on the corner of Vine and Santa Monica, and the guy in front of me had a convertible. Now, this wasn't a Porsche. It wasn't a BMW. It wasn't a Mercedes 550 SL. It was like an old, I don't know, Chrysler LeBaron or Sebring or something like that. But it was an old Chrysler, and the guy puts the convertible up, or he takes the convertible top off his car while he's sitting there at the intersection. And everybody's staring at him. And, you know, that's a real look-at-me moment when you're in an intersection and you got to, you know, put that top down. It's a real aggressive, sort of like an arrogant thing to do. It's like, look, I got a convertible, and all you a-holes have got those hard tops. And you're not fooling anybody that you have an exotic car if you've got a 10- or 12-year-old convertible, because chances are that convertible either doesn't work anymore or it leaks so badly that you're going to have duct tape all over it. And come winter, those windows are going to be fogged up for, you know, December, January, and February, whenever it's cool out. But these people, these are the people that irritate me. And I saw another guy the other day, again in the intersection. And he's sitting in the intersection. All of a sudden, he gets out of his car to get something out of his trunk while he's in traffic. Now, you know, we're at the stoplight, but the guy gets out. And I think it was like a script. It looked like a script that he was getting out of his trunk. But that's also another sign to everybody around you that, hey, wow, that guy's too busy to pull over and pop something out of his trunk. That's a busy, busy guy. I mean, he is busier than I am. Look at that. He can't afford the 2 seconds to pull off the road and go through his trunk. He's got to let everybody know that he's got somewhere to go. Busy, busy man. All right, there are a lot of other guys that that irritate you while you're driving around. The irritation that we all suffer through when it comes to driving, not in stores, not in restaurants, but when it comes to driving in Southern California. You guys want to pile on anybody here? Again, it's Friday. We've seen, you know, we've had an ass full an entire week of driving in Southern California and having to deal with these idiots all the time. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There's a ton of maneuvers that people do. Here's another one. When a guy is in the left-hand turn lane and he realizes he wants to make a right, so he'll stop and cross two lanes of traffic and make everybody stop for him just so he can avoid to go around the block. And though that kind of arrogance, that kind of inconsiderate driving is what is going to get somebody shot in Southern California. Because for some reason, and I'm not alone here, it infuriates other drivers. When you either, you know, you're stopped in the road, you're double parked, you know, you have to run right in to pick something up. But that double parking also is going to get you shot here in Southern California. It is one of the most irritating things that people have to deal with every single day. You know, where a guy's double parked, then you got to wait. You know, he turns on his hazard signals, like that's going to make the stink go away. You know, like but having to get around these guys, and you know, and press on with your day. And also, this is what people in Southern California don't understand: if somebody is parked in your lane, double parked in your lane, you don't have the right-of-way to go around him. The other side of the traffic has the right-of-way, and you got to stop behind this a-hole for as long as that a-hole is going to be in that building. So I got to stop driving. I either got to get an apartment across the street from work or have somebody else drive me because I can't stand it anymore. I can't take these people anymore. The rude, inconsiderate a-holes who are driving in Southern California, I'm warning you, you're going to get shot and you're going to get killed because of your behavior. I'm telling you that's going to happen. All right, let's talk to Lewis here in Rosemead. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
All right, man.
Good, good, good. It's funny you say that because actually I'm working right now, but I work for an ambulance company, and I'm actually the guy who drives.
Right.
And we get flipped off every day. People... tailgate us like bad behind us every day, or people drive slow in front of us and don't move out of the way when, you know, we're with a patient.
Right.
And I mean, I've come to realize there's a lot of horrible drivers out there.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for you guys too. And this is the biggest tragedy in all of Los Angeles, maybe in America and perhaps the world, that you guys who drive the ambulance, you have to deal with all these a-holes on the road. Plus, you're making about $13 an hour.
Yeah.
What are you making an hour of at this service?
We make about 10.
$10 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're saving lives. I still can't understand why you guys are getting $10 an hour, and you're going around and basically reviving people and saving them from death.
Every day. And like I said, the funny thing is just, people who drive around us and don't, you know, have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
And just pretty much, you know, think we're just a normal, you know, citizen drivers just going on their normal day when it's actually, we're working, you know. Give us some.
Hey, have you ever had this happen to you? You're driving the ambulance and the guy dies. So is that when you flip off the siren and flip off the lights?
If that happens, yeah. Depending on different situations.
And then you slide into a fast food place and it's over.
Hey, you know what? Have
you ever been to a fast food place driving the ambulance with a guy dead and back?
No. Okay. Can't do that. We're trying.
All right. All right, Lewis, we thank you for calling, buddy. You're a major stud, and congratulations, and I hope you guys make a ton more money out there. All right, folks, the guy who is, in my opinion, the funniest man in radio and perhaps of all of show business, Adam Carolla is here. How are you, sir?
Wow, Timmy.
Look at you, dude.
Only my family shared your feelings about me.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
Right. And well, and if they ever share their feeling about you that way, then have them call my family.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like to brag, but speaking of funny, we coming out on Thursday, I think, is the Valley News or whatever. What's the Valley newspaper?
I think it's called
the
Daily News.
Yeah, the Daily News. They did a readers' poll. They did a best of readers' poll, and we got best morning show.
Is that right? Congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Been nice.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah,
so that's kind of cool.
Absolutely, perfect timing too. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking earlier about, and I'm not sure if you own a convertible or not. I imagine you do. You got some bucks. But this guy in front of me today is driving like it was probably about a 1987 Chrysler, and he puts the convertible top down in the middle of traffic, you know, at a stoplight.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that guy is pretending to have dough.
You
know, he's got a convertible, but the car's worth about $2,000 total.
Yeah, it's an 89 LeBaron with 250,000 miles on it.
Right, exactly.
And he thinks he's Dan Tana. Well, you know what's weird to me about it? I'm not a convertible guy because I have this weird thing where I feel like if you drive around with a convertible, everyone's just kind of looking at you.
Right,
you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, I don't know about you, Timmy, but I'm a nose picker. When I get behind that wheel, that's when the action starts. I can't even drive a stick for that reason because I literally need a third hand to pick my nose. Like I can't shift and pick my nose, and even if I'm on the highway in fifth gear, still, you know, you're going to downshift eventually.
Right.
So I don't like people knowing what's going on with me and my car. You know, occasionally I'll do the move where I let gas go and then I do the sort of cupped hand walk move. That's another thing I'm not interested in showing off.
You know, that move is actually very healthy because you can tell how you're doing by the odor.
I've argued this many times. All the things I do just sort of instinctively must be based in some logic. Or there's no way I would do them as much as I do them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I
agree. But the thing that's funny is when you see the guy with the convertible and he's motoring down the 101 in August, and it's 111 degrees outside, and he's got the top down like he's staying cool.
Right.
When he's just frying out in the sun. And once in a while, you see the guy with the bald spot that looks like he's just wearing a red yarmulke because he's driven out here from San Diego. And
right.
You know, he's got the sunblock on his forearms and nose, but that bald spot is purple.
Yeah.
I don't know. And by the way, they tell you know, all they do is tell you how bad the sun is for you. So
right.
You get in your car. I mean, could you imagine, you know, I feel like I spent a good hour and a half every day in my car in peak daylight hours. Could you imagine just going and standing on your roof?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
For 2 hours a day?
Yeah, no, it's instant cancer. And again, I don't mind, you know, if a guy has a BMW or Mercedes or a Porsche and he has a convertible, those are very, you know, well-made cars, and that convertible top will last a while. But you have a Sebring or an old Chrysler LeBaron that's 10, 12 years old, chances are the mechanism that puts that top up and down has been exhausted.
And you know what's funny, too, is those things seal right about the first three times they go up and down, and then it's done. And the guy's heading down the road, and he's got the huge puff of air in there. Looks like he's flying a hovercraft down the highway. And there's no, I'll tell you the best look ever, though, even better than the convertible, is the guy with the Landau top. Now, remember that?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's when they actually upholstered the outside of the car roof, but just the back part. Like, but we don't want to show off and do the entire roof. We're going to go ahead and pad. And it wasn't just a vinyl roof. It was a tuck-and-roll Naga-hide job on the back part of the roof. Like,
right.
The Chrysler Cordova had that. And the thing that was crazy about that is, it was 1977. We couldn't make a car that ran.
Right, exactly.
We're upholstering the roof of the car? Like, you want to talk about balls.
And also the damage that the sun and then the car wash does to it. I imagine, you know, the first two times it's over. But the people who have the Chrysler LeBaron convertible are the same guys who have an apartment but they'll have like a wine cellar in the apartment.
Yeah, they'll have the wine fridge. I got to tell you, I feel the same way about guys with boats. You ever have like a guy pick you up in a town car, he's taking you to the airport, you start talking and you're just shooting the breeze and you say like, what's on tap for this week? Oh, I'm on the boat. I got a boat down at the marina. I'll be taking that. And you want to scream at the top of your lungs, you're driving me to the airport? And you, what are you pulling down with this? By the way, your tip just went down, by the way, because I don't have a boat. But I mean, seriously, you ever tell you, how about the guy who has the boat who shouldn't have the boat?
Right, exactly.
You know that guy
right.
who bugs you?
Right.
And he's not making any money. And that, yeah, it's the same guy who has the kegerator or the wine, the mobile wine fridge inside of his apartment. One guy, I got to tell you, the Bishop Don Magic Wand.
Oh, we've had him on.
The pimp. Yeah, green is for the money and gold is for the honey.
Right.
That guy?
Oh, yeah.
That guy drove a custom Rolls Royce, but lived in one of the crappiest apartments I've ever been in. And the Rolls was literally parked out on the street. Like, you know, on Tuesdays between noon and 2, he had to move it for sweep. The sweeper was coming. And me and Jimmy went over to this guy's apartment, and it was like a scene from Animal House when they go into the Roadhouse bar. Like, Otis,
right.
my main man. Like, there's literally Snoop Dogg and six thugs are eating Popeye's chicken and playing Atari and smoking out in Don Magic Wand's living room. And we come walking in, like, the front door, and we're like, hey, fellas, how's it going? And they all just turn very slowly, look at us, and just a plume of smoke and battered fish, and then just slowly turn back to the
right.
to the TV set,
well,
stoned
I mean,
off their ass.
But you and Jimmy had to realize you're driving to a pimp's apartment.
Yeah, we knew. We knew what we were doing. And thankfully, we got stoned too, and made immediately bonded with our black brethren. But the thing that was funny about it is I can't get over the image, and it's in a crappy neighborhood too.
Oh yeah,
of the guy's Rolls Royce parked out on the street. Yeah, that's a good look. Kegerator's good. The wine fridge is good. The Chrysler convertible is good. And the thing I didn't finish off with the Landau top is when the Landau top would go bad, when the guy would go down the freeway, it would open up like a pita bread.
Right.
And it would be essentially a wind sail. But the guy never knew it because when he stopped the car and got out of the car, it was down again.
Right. Yeah, he didn't know it, but he all of a sudden he's getting 4 miles to the gallon.
Right, because he literally has an air sock hanging off the back of his town car.
You see those cars a lot at cheap, like for instance at Dupars. You'd see that car roll up to Dupars.
Yeah, those the LeBaron and Sebring. Those two, like, there was an era for bad American cars when you'd hear the guy put the thing into drive, and then there'd be a 4 Mississippi before he took off. There'd be that, and then you'd hear the revs, but no movement in the car, and then eventually it would lurch forward.
And it's also the guy that when he shut the car off and got out, it was still move. It was, the engine was still on for about 6 or 7 steps.
Yeah, it would just be sitting there dieseling like Herbie the Love Bug.
And every step is more and more embarrassing. You start sweating like, man, is this going to keep going? Is this going to keep going? God damn, man.
You're about ready to shoot it. Like the horse out at the track.
You know, speaking of Dupars, I bet there has never been any, when you have a business meeting at Dupars, there's never been anything significant signed during a 2 p.m. lunch at Dupars.
You know, no, if you say, I'm well, having, here's how you know nothing goes on at Dupars. My mom eats there.
Right.
So there's no heavy hitters meeting at Dupars. You rarely see the paparazzi camped out in front of Dupars. I wonder if J-Lo or Bennifer's coming in here.
Right.
Like, you could walk. Listen, I got to say, too, if you're Brad Pitt and you want to go out and get some scrambled eggs and some Johnny Cakes unmolested,
right.
Hit the Dupars.
Right.
You guys keep going to the Ivy and getting screwed with.
Right.
You go to Dupars. And by the way, I've been around long enough to remember when Dupars had cabins behind it.
Oh, yeah. The one on in Studio City.
Yeah, there was the DuPars Cabins. And and everyone actually calls it DuPars, right, by the way, who are like, I was out of town, and I'm never exactly sure how to pronounce it, but damn, that place has been there for a million years.
Right, and the food is just everything you order. It, when the waitress comes by and says, what would you like, you'd say, it doesn't matter. It's right, all the same.
That's right. I'll tell you what it is. I don't care if you bring me a lumberjack stack or BLT, I'm going to drown it in syrup, and then I'm going to rub the bacon in the syrup, and so it doesn't matter. You bring me liver and onions, I'll just be dumping the maple syrup on. I don't eat anything there that I don't dump maple syrup on.
Right, and then the little chicken soup, a little indigestion, and you're off to the races.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing, I can't figure out if they're doing something right, or people are just so habitual. They won't go anywhere else. But that place also, one thing I like about DuPars too, they have the journeyman waitresses. They call you hun. What can I get you, hun? And you know that phrase has passed their lips 200,000 times in the last 41 years. What can I get you, hun?
Right.
What can I get you, hun? And that you need a warm up. But they actually wear gold uniforms. And, you know, it's not the young chick who's popping her gum and checking her BlackBerry who's looking to get a modeling gig or hook up with some producer.
Right.
These are lifers.
Yeah, but and it's also with the lifers. I mean, the average age of DuPars waitress now, I think I read this recently, is 104. So that's just the average.
Yeah, that's the average.
But it's also when you have a waitress that old, nothing you can ask for won't irritate her.
Right. Yeah, especially if they have to check.
Right.
Because when you're 104, it takes you 3 months to get to the kitchen and back. It is fun, though, when you go in there and you see some young 81-year-old rookie getting hazed. You know, duct taping her to the pie-go-round. The usual rookie hazing that goes on.
Yeah, that's the only place where the new waitresses will follow the veterans in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you see the chick dragging the oxygen tank, driving the rascal, and it says trainee. Literally pieces of flesh falling off into your omelet. It really is, but I do like the idea that people say, look, this is it. I'm a waitress. I'm not an aspiring singer, actress,
right,
model. I'm a waitress. This is what I do. I get tips, and that's it. I don't claim to be anything else.
Right.
And by the way, most the hot young ones aren't going to get much further than this anyway. These people have made peace with it over at DuPars. It's like, you see the prison movies? There's the young tough guys that are out on the, you know, shooting hoop and lifting weights, and then they see the old guy who's pushing the book cart.
Right.
He's been there since the 40s, kind of likes it.
Right. Yeah.
That's what they are.
Right, exactly.
They're pushing that book cart. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. No.
Even if you gave them their freedom. Even if you gave them a big modeling contract, they wouldn't want it.
Yeah, right.
It's like the old guy. Even when, you know, the warden pardons him eventually and he has to stay for another year.
Yeah, I think that's the end of a series of real difficult jobs. Like, she may have started off as the shoe sprayer at a bowling alley.
Right.
You know, and I'm not convinced still.
Probably pin setter. They didn't have things all mechanized back in the 40s.
Right.
They had to set there. They needed pin monkeys back there. You see the scars on her knuckles. Tell the story. But you know the guy I feel most sorry for? They act like they're doing something for the community, but when when McDonald's signs up the 85-year-old guy to work behind the counter,
right,
they'll like to put him in the commercial and stuff. And by the way, not a draw. You know, the commercials like to use the retarded guy or the octogenarian as not a big draw. Just go ahead and put the hot chick who would never work there behind the counter. I don't want to see the retarded greeter over at Walmart. That's not. I don't fly up out of bed and yell, I got to get to the Walmart. There's a guy with Down syndrome over there waving to people. I got to get down there. Like, I think they're just doing it for their stockholders or something. But anyway, it's crazy. when you see the 80-something-year-old guy, and you know, Tim, if I'm alive and I take one of those gigs, I want you just to, you know, choke me out with my denim apron.
Oh, yeah, right, please. There in the McDonald's.
And I'll do the same for you.
Right.
There'll be a note in my pocket that says, don't press charges. You'll be fine. But, I mean, you know the guy's behind the counter, and he was like, you know, son, when some 19-year-old pulls up in like a slammed Acura and he's chewing gum, and he's like, when I was your age, I was storming the beach at Normandy. Okay, Pop, they said McRib. Let's go.
Yeah, and those are the guys also who, you know, when you pull up and there's an 85-year-old guy working at Carl's or McDonald's, you say to him, I'll have the Big Mac. And he does this thing, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac,
Big Mac,
Big Mac, Big Mac. And he looks at the register, Big Mac, Big Mac. Oh, here it is.
Plus, you know, guys, when you get older, your body starts sloughing off, you know, cells and hair and fingernails and fillings, you know what I mean? Pieces start coming off you.
Yeah, you're falling apart.
Yeah, you ever see an old guy's sweater? He's literally, parts of him are coming off on top of the sweater. I mean, it's you know, they call it dandruff or psoriasis or whatever it is. But the point is old people will leave a trail of, like, parts behind them. Yeah. And is this the guy you want carrying the tray out to the table?
It's like the sweater has become another human being.
Right. And, I mean, how much of this guy's, you know, a byproduct do you need to slough off onto your Happy Meal when he's bringing it out for the kid, you know? I mean,
right.
And do the sweater math. If the sweater's piled high with crap that came off the guy, what do you think's falling onto your tray?
Right.